Hey, Spooky Mamas, welcome back. If you've been listening, you know I have recently moved to Sevier County, Tennessee. If you know anything about my location, you know it is the home to the Great Smoky Mountains and Dolly Parton. Since moving here, I have realized what I truly fell in love about this place since I was a little girl coming here on vacations with my family. It is beautiful and magical all in one, and there's really not a way to describe it. I wake up to some of the prettiest morning views, seeing the mountains in glorious sun. Some days I get to wake up to thick, luxurious fog that looks like silt. Some days I get to walk up my door and see just magical white snow. And there's no shortness of kindness everywhere you turn. Some of the most gentle and loving people are here, and I have met some sweet, sweet souls. You can go to Gatlinburg for tourist attractions and moonshine. You can go to Pigeon Forge for some of the best funnel cakes. And then you can go to Sevierville, and on any corner, you will meet a kind soul. I truly love my new home. But even the most beautiful homes have dark tales. Dawn Shannon Haircut was a 40-year-old beautiful woman at the time of her death. She did go by her middle name Shannon, so that is how I will refer to her. Shannon was never married nor had children, but she was a successful businesswoman. She owned Antebellum's Realty and Knightley Rentals in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. On August 3, 2009, the local authorities were alerted after an OnStar signal went off. A black 2007 Cadillac Escalade was found along with the body of Shannon. To the passing eye, it looked as if she had gone for a night ride, lost control, and plummeted off of an embankment 125 feet to her death. The authorities had to locate her family, who was on vacation at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It was Shannon's father, Ted, and her then-stepmom, Jan, along with her sister, Penny, and daughter. When they were notified of the accident, the father, Ted, stated that he just didn't feel right about it, and he demanded an autopsy because one hadn't been performed at the time. On August 14, 2009, her death was ruled a homicide. It was stated the injuries she had obtained were not consistent with a vehicle wreck. A search was conducted at her home and at her business. It was later stated that she was killed at her home, placed in the SUV, and it was stated to look like an accident. Now, I do just want to note that till this day, no initial reports about the accident or the death or anything from the coroner has ever been released. The very few details that are out there about Shannon are mainly from the family. It was stated by her sister Penny that she went to the residence of Shannon and seen that there was a baseball bat, blood on the outside refrigerator, and two broken bottles of alcohol. And then one video I had seen where her father stated that Shannon had a hole in the back of her head. Outside of that, I have not seen any more details. On November 20th, 2009, several shots from a .20 caliber were fired at the storefront of Shannon's business. After this tragedy, the family's starting to unravel. In 2015, Shannon's sister Penny Stevens went on the Dr. Phil show along with their father Ted to make a wild statement. Penny on national TV accused her father Ted of murdering her sister. Now again, at the time of Shannon's death, Ted and his wife and Penny, along with her daughter, was in Myrtle Beach. But Penny states that she thinks Ted did hire someone to kill her sister. It was then revealed Shannon and her father had a very tumultuous relationship. At the time of Shannon's death, they were in a court battle over some property Shannon had owned. Ted wanted the property due to it allegedly being worth a lot of money. Penny also claimed on the show that her dad had admitted to her at one point that he is the one who shot the business on November 2009. On the show, Ted did deny all the allegations, and I will state that he was never arrested or charged with Shannon's murder or the assault on the business. In 2015, Ted's ex-wife, Jan, who was married to him at the time of the murder, released a statement to WATE6 on Your Side. I believe he did have something to do with the killing because they were in an argument over some land, and it was a lawsuit, and the land was worth over $1 million. And with Shannon gone, it's the win-win situation. He wins. He has told me that he has done so many things in his life that he should be in prison for. He took me and showed me where the people that were involved in killing Shannon parked, And to me, after thinking about all of this, how would anybody know all of this unless they were part of the plot to do this? Again, he was never charged with the shooting or the murder of his daughter Shannon, and unfortunately, Ted did die in 2017 at the age of 70. The last update I could find was from 2019. DNA evidence had been resubmitted to the state crime lab. Law enforcement believe they have a motive, but they have been unable to release it. As of now, 11 years later, this is still an open investigation. There is currently a $45,000 reward for any tips that lead to a conviction or an arrest. I will say, I've seen some of the clips from the Dr. Phil show. That is a show that I honestly do not watch. I would understand if I was taken on a national TV show and accused by my daughter of somehow killing my other daughter, how that might upset you, alarm you, shock you. I get why maybe you'd be upset and be a bit defensive, but I was very wary of his body language, his facial expressions, and he was very, very dickish to his daughter. I'm not saying he did it, but his behavior was extremely wild and extremely inappropriate. I do feel bad for this family because I've seen where, in the earlier months of 2009, Penny and Shannon had lost their mother, and then Penny lost her sister all within the same year. So I do hope one day there is closure for this family. It's been 11 years. There is currently, again, a $45,000 reward for any tips that lead to an arrest or a conviction. If anyone out there hears this, you know, anything about her murder, anything to the slightest, please give this family some closure. Please help this family. I have seen a few posts on Facebook that Penny had put up in certain little county-related Facebook posts. And I've seen where she had put on there that she hasn't heard from the Sevier County Police Department in quite some years, and I feel for her. If you have any information, please contact the Sevier County Sheriff's Department at 865-453-4668. Again, that number is 865-453-4668. And on that note, I send everybody light and love. I hope you all have a safe, COVID-free, and magical rest of the week. I love you guys. Free Britney. Stay spooky, babies.